Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and... Whoa, little lad right. This morning.
Well,
good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is the 27th of November, the day before Thanksgiving.
That's right.
7:05 is the time, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Christine is at the helm.
What are your plans for Thanksgiving?
Well, I know you say what day of the week is it? What day of
that's not what I was going. Not what I was going to say.
Well, I didn't see your face as your mouth was moving. I'm sorry.
My mouth was moving. Maybe I was talking.
Okay. What are your plans for Thanksgiving?
First of all, to miss you both, because that's just hilarious. I love you with all my heart.
Oh, thank you.
The second thing, I don't really have plans, because I just picked up my friend from Ukraine. So it's like now we have three Ukrainians in my house.
Aww.
And we are still thinking what to do. Oh, I have a invitation from Doug Jenke to his family for barbecue, but we are still thinking what to do.
Nice.
Well, that was nice of Doug.
Really?
Up there in Shingletown?
Yeah, they said they have more Ukrainians there coming, so probably we maybe join them.
Oh,
see,
that's
you know,
a great... Makes people my heart feel warm.
People think that Jenke is a... I don't know, he is very conservative, but he is, you know, really, really a nice guy and a big heart. He and Nick.
And so you can't be conservative and have a big heart? Yeah.
I know, but they think, oh, you know, the blah, blah, you know. But
I know.
And there lies the problem.
Right.
Where people think that with these titles, conservative or liberal,
right,
that they can't be people with big hearts that do a lot for our community, you know, all these kind of things. And that's what, you know, if people could take that deep breath and realize, hey, we're pretty much all alike out there. We might have a few different viewpoints.
And he and his wife, I mean, they run the Wild Horse Sanctuary.
Yeah.
So every day they're putting their love and their input and their affection and attention around these animals that need to be protected. So, I mean...
And they get rescues.
You know, they get a hero. Yeah. That's a hero in my heart. Now
they just picked up another 20-something horses from an organization that couldn't keep them.
See, that's just amazing. So you really... Knowing that would be really cool because it's the Wild Horse Sanctuary.
Yes, and I really love them because since also his wife is from Netherlands, where my mom is right now.
Yeah.
Oh,
so it's really similar for me, even her... mentality, and it's kind of really just familiar for me.
Now, are there different dialects?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
They're different dialects, everything, but I just kind of get used to Holland people. They're really nice. I love their attitude.
Oh, that makes my heart feel full.
When I was there, I discovered they were one because I was...
You mean at the Wild Horse Sanctuary?
No, in Amsterdam.
Okay.
And when I was in Amsterdam, the people are very friendly, and it seems like they all speak English, and a lot of them with not much of an accent at all. So, yeah, they're very, very, would have been a great place to work. So.
Well, at any rate, thank you, Christina, and we wish you a wonderful time with your friend and gathering, and all we have is now. We can be in fear of what's to come, but this is what I love. What I think if we think of as we gather in Thanksgiving, if one could put into their mind, if I didn't see you tomorrow, if we didn't, what's that song called? If Tomorrow Never Comes, right now it's your heart's beating right now. You're with your friends right now, and yes, I mean the world is. I think it always has been in a, kind of a turmoil. And there's places that have peace and tranquility. So do enjoy your day tomorrow with your friends as you gather. And, I'm happy that I'm going to get to be with you, Carl.
Thank you so much. It's really a Thanksgiving day. And I'm just wondering, how are you doing in your Thanksgiving? What is your plans?
Well, usually we're with family. We've gone to Albuquerque, usually the last 3 or 4 years, and we're with our kids. This year, however, since we are leaving for Las Vegas and the way that Thanksgiving weekend falls so late and December begins right away, you know, we are going to stay in Reading, and we've been invited by some friends to join them. And I believe our Thanksgiving is going to be at C.R. Gibbs. And so I think there's restaurants.
Yeah, there's a number of restaurants.
Yes, because, you know, and I recall all the years, you know, I don't know how many years, 20 years or something that, you know, I was a professional entertainer, and I worked every Thanksgiving, every Christmas, every Mother's Day, every Valentine's Day. Thanksgiving is a really big time for restaurants and families, and some families go out for Thanksgiving instead of having it at home, and there'll be big parties of 10 and 12, and everybody will be out. So that's our plan, and then we're going to pop around and see friends as well. In fact, we may even take the weekend to decorate the studio for Christmas because, you know, we do have a drop-in from Santa. And we also want to remind everybody that we do have a Toys for Tots box in the front of the station. So please bring by a new unwrapped toy. We would love to have that filled a couple times, actually. We're in the season. We're totally in the season. Thank you for asking. Do you have any addition, Carl?
Nope.
All right. So let's go to the weather. It looks like we're going to have a sunny day today. Beautiful. Look outside. Oh, my gosh. We have something to celebrate here throughout the weekend with clear skies. 59 today, overnight lows of 38. Thanksgiving Day, our temperatures will just get to be around 59. Really no windy, rainy forecast at all in front of us. But Thursday night, there will be some areas of frost. On Thanksgiving weekend, Friday 62, Sunday we go into 62, and Sunday around 63. So we have a weather pattern where beautiful clear skies, and it's that time to go out and, like you said, be grateful, be kind, think of the people who are in need or alone, and bring them in. So thank you. Happy Thanksgiving weekend to everybody. And the weather is always brought to you by our friends. Talk about angels. It's the Kinney family out of Anderson that have gone into several generations here of Shasta Gas Propane. And during when we do have weather that gets to be, you know, extreme, think about those people that have propane tanks that maybe are down empty and they can't get out. So these are the people that will go to the hard-to-reach places, make sure you're taken care of. They really have an angel network as well. 530-362-3795.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, let's just take a quick break, and then we'll be back with a lot of things that are happening in our local area and the state and the region, and then our guests are going to start showing up. Barry Tippin, Reading City Manager, is going to be join us at 8 o'clock. We'll be right back.
Annual Reading Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th, featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights. Don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Original Exclusivos Nicaraguan Puro. Corojo wrapper equals a Don Pepin Classic. Cubanesque in flavor, strength, and size. This is the stick to celebrate your latest victory. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Good morning on this beautiful Wednesday, 7:17 on the 27th. How are you doing this morning? Okay, we've got a couple tickets to give away, and we've got Barry Tippin. Barry Tippin scheduled to be on at 8 o'clock, and
That's right.
He hasn't been on in a long time, and I really admire and like Barry Tippin. He's somebody who's remained in my, this is my opinion. He is, and when I say that, it's not to clarify that I heard it elsewhere otherwise. But what I want to say is that I think he's always been graceful. He's handled whatever he's handled with grace. And I would think that position is not for the weak-hearted, you know. And we'll talk more about with him at 8 o'clock. Now, Small Business Saturday is celebrating its 15th year this Saturday, November 30th. Which was established by American Express in 2010 and a year later in the U.S. Small Business Administration. It began co-sponsoring the event. Last year, consumers spent $17 billion shopping small businesses on Small Business Saturday. Now remember, North State Giving Tuesday is coming up December 2nd. So, there's so many businesses, that are, nonprofits is what I'm trying to say. The Community Foundation of the North State will be featuring 175 of the North State's local nonprofits from Shasta, Siskiyou, Tehama, Modoc, and Trinity counties for this year's Giving Tuesday. The Community Foundation of the North State Giving helps nonprofit markets themselves through their website at northstategives.org, where donors can make donations starting at just $10, one or more of your favorite organizations. I know you try to do that every year, Carl. So, you know, and we sit down and look at the list and do a little here and a little there. Also, while you're searching for your next topic that you wanted to talk about, you know, this is the weekend that...
It kind of disappeared off this page, which is unusual because nothing changes on the record searchlight page.
Well, we know that...
For weeks.
We know that...
Somehow.
I'm sorry.
It somehow did. Okay.
Shasta College, of course, will be doing their Christmas tree farm, big open house and Christmas fair this weekend. But this is something that I want to say. If you can't make it out there, we know that people are buying trees. I mean, there's a great big lot in front of Macy's. I saw that yesterday, and there's trees, lots all over the place. So if you're choosing a tree, a fresh tree, find one that's got green needles that do not fall off when touched. The trunk should be sticky to the touch. Old trees can be identified by bouncing the tree trunk on the ground. If many needles fall off, the tree has been cut too long and has probably dried out and is a fire hazard. Before placing the tree in the stand, cut 2 inches from the base of the trunk. All right, so get your saw ready. Make sure the tree is at least 3 feet away from any heat source like fireplaces, radiators, candles, heat, vents, or lights. And make sure the tree is not blocking an exit. And water to the tree stand. Add water to the tree stand. Always.
It sucks up water a lot.
Oh, I make sure. Yeah. I used to have one of those long, I don't even know if you can buy those or where you buy those that would be like when you have like a regular, plastic spout.
Yeah,
water. It would have an extension so you could have this long extension and water your tree where you didn't have to get underneath it. But you still want to get underneath it to make sure.
I know that you were getting upset when I'd bring in the hose, and I'd sprinkle the tree or spray the tree just to kind of keep it fresh.
Use lights that have the label of an independent testing laboratory. Some lights are only for indoor and outdoor use. Replace any string of lights with worn or broken cords. Now, I've been guilty of this, but I stopped doing it because I became more aware of house fires from trees, but you know those lights that you have that you grew up with as a kid? Don't hang them. Don't put them on your tree. Because I'm sure that
they're... Those what?
Those old lights.
Oh.
Remember the bulb lights that would bubble and things
like that? Yeah, you can buy new ones.
Right. The old ones,
yeah.
Just don't do that because I'm sure there's some kind of, you know, back when you could actually see the black and the yellow cord in the electrical cord that was right there. Read manufacturer's instructions for number of light strands to connect and always turn off Christmas tree lights before leaving home or going to bed.
You know, I'm not doing it this year, but I'm thinking next year that I'm going to start in beginning of November putting lights on the house.
I hope
and
so.
And I'm going to do a Grisham, Christmas Vacation, that one with Chevy Chase. And putting things on there.
What?
And so when I light it up, the whole street can't sleep.
Across the street.
Yeah, Harry's got a two-story house and looking out that he won't even have to turn his lights on so he can still read his newspaper.
Absolutely. And I love that. And so, we encourage that. And so does probably REU and every electric company in town. But I will say that there was a time, there was a time actually when I was at a Goodwill and I bought these, you know, that you could carry in a case and they were all red. They were all red. And I thought, oh, fabulous. So we had this kid, you know, I don't know, there's always a name floating around of somebody who will put your lights up. And so we had this kid come and for a nominal fee, it was actually great. He put these red lights up all around the front of the house, and it was very Christmassy and very streamlined. But oh my God, our bill went up so much. We didn't realize that those older lights, again, as I was saying, they were older lights, so they really drew the energy. So also, this is something that's really important. When dried out trees are a fire danger, okay, and should not be left in the home or garage or placed outside against the home. So if you're hearing this and it's like, okay, Christmas is over or whatever, tree really got dry, well, take everything off and put it way in the backyard. And then when the time comes, you can actually... They will pick up your trees, which is wonderful, from curbside when it's time. I don't know if it's after Christmas at the beginning of the year they do it.
They probably
find that out.
They probably do it after Christmas.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, I don't know if it's at the
I don't know which day.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make any difference because the trash guys that pick it up, they will announce it, but it's neither rhyme nor reason how they take their holidays, as we know. No, I'm not going to bring it up again. Here's some good news. A Reading couple wants to make sure our troops overseas are feeling the holiday spirit. So, how are they doing that? This couple opened up a UPS store on Churn Creek. And what they're doing is Ben and Heidi Bradshaw have military ties that run deep in their family. So they're waiving fees for people sending care packages to their loved ones who are stationed overseas. Is that cool or what? Now, when Bradshaw was in college days, when the owner of a previous UPS store he worked at started a program to waive fees for care packages being sent to active military members who are away from home. And once they opened their own store, they decided, we can do that. So, you just have to bring the stuff in. They've got the boxes in their APO, which is an Army Post Office, or an FPO, which is a Fleet Post Office. When you see APO, FPO, that's what it stands for.
Okay.
It's a flat rate box. They can come in, they'll package it for them, and they'll also provide a holiday card that they can send. So you take these non-perishable items like toothpaste and jerky and, you know, shampoo and all that kind of stuff, and you put it in there. Everything like you used to send.
Right.
Yeah. And you put in these boxes, and from December 1st through the 9th.
All right.
At that one UPS store on Churn Creek, everything goes for free.
From this couple.
It's at 4653 Churn Creek Road. Now, it's open, it's from 7 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturdays, and 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sundays. That is truly, truly a nice thing to do.
Where on Churn Creek? Well, I'm trying to get where on Churn Creek this UPS store is. I'm trying to visualize. There is a FedEx store that used to be Kinko's. Is that it? All right, I'm just curious. We'll look it up, okay, at the break.
I'm kind of liking that thing where I've told you everything I know, and you can ask me those questions, and I'm going to go back to this. It's at 4653 Churn Creek. I can't tell you where that is. But you know what? During the break, maybe we'll look it up. So anyway, if you're sending stuff to deployed military, you can get it done free at the UPS store, owned by the Bradshaws, but it's only from December 1st through December 9th because to make sure that it gets to them on time, they've got the boxes, they've got cards, they've got it all. All you have to do is bring the stuff in. So, I was thinking it was down closer to Umpqua or the newer Umpqua Bank, you know, down there across from, that little shopping center, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Now,
I have
that was a bit of good news.
Yeah, we have.
We have more good news.
That's just great news. Yeah, we have wonderful news here this morning, and I think this is a great Thanksgiving giveaway. I have four.
Oh.
Four. I'm going to do a family of four here.
Family of four.
We had Seth Magaha and Lindsay Myers on yesterday. I did a little pre-record with them, and Seth brought in more tickets. So what I want to do right now, Carl and I would love to gift you from KCNR and from, of course, Turtle Bay, our four tickets to the Reading Garden of Lights. And these are golden tickets because, folks, they're good for any day from now until January 5th at any time. That means that, you know, when you buy tickets and you go online, you usually have to buy a specific 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 5 o'clock. These are for any night that it's open until January 5th.
Because I think it's going to probably be closed on Christmas Day and maybe New Year's Day.
We have to go online and find that out.
But you can find out. But these are good for any of those days. You're going to have a wonderful time. It's such a beautiful display. We had a wonderful time in the rain going
through
this.
Well, this says not valid the 29th. The 24th and the 31st.
There you go. Three days.
So it says it on the ticket. They give us a call at 530-605-4567 for four tickets to the Garden of Lights.
Yeah. Okay, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank. 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Redding, 1 in Anderson. They've been in business 17 years. They're a small bank, but they've won national level awards for being one of the best small banks in the nation. Yeah. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank and thoroughly enjoy ourselves. And like I said, it is local. You can call it a community bank. Local board of directors, Matt Mosley's the president, and everybody knows that Matt's been raised here in Redding, California, and just doing a bang-up job there. So, Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
This might lose it all.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our 4 branches in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays, that warm, happy feeling of being together with family, that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned, family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation by Katherine Burns and Mike Urema, with musical arrangements by Josh Lamoureux, directed by Aaron Stewart. See this delightful musical comedy set in a small town where Mark Grimsworth aims to create the ultimate Christmas for his family while maintaining his streak in the annual Holiday Lights Contest. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation, November 29th through December 15th. Sponsored by this station and these pro arts businesses.
Come on, let's turkey try.
Let's give it all we got.
Whoa. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindbaugh. This portion of the show brought to you by Craftmaster Windshield Repair. Craftmaster Windshield Repair is the dean of windshield repairmen in this whole area. That's right. Jeff Wurst is a true professional. He's been through all the schools and now has been doing this, is applying his trade for over 20 years. If there's anything there is about repairing windshields to be known, Jeff knows it. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. He guarantees it for the life of the windshield. He brings your vehicle into a protected environment. He works on your windshield. He has snappy patter if you'd like to sit there and talk with him. But then he fixes it and guarantees it. Now, for a free inspection and analysis, if you're not sure because, hey, we're all traveling, right? Maybe it's a good time to get that chip in that windshield. Is it going to go any bigger while you're driving to Thanksgiving or you're going someplace for Christmas or during the season here? Let Jeff look at it. Free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. It's locally owned, locally operated. It's a small local business and it's a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay. Hey, a number of things, but two things are happening real quick. On November 29th is going to be the Native Pride, a cultural celebration honoring indigenous identity and culture put on by the Shasta Historical Society presents an event in celebration of Native American Heritage Month, which is this month. It's going to be Native American History Day at Whistle Stop Park. A day of performances, Indian taco truck, and fun that showcases Native American history, art, and culture. And it's free. Now, the second thing is Redding Rancheria's annual Christmas Arts and Gifts Fair, Wind River Resort and Casino. It's come and shop, and it's going to be, come and shop for homemade crafts, Christmas gifts, Christmas decorations, local jewelry, and much more. And Indian tacos by Dove. It's going to be November 30th, which is Saturday, and it's going to be open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So, for more information, contact Louise or Pat at 530-225-8979.
How much fun. Okay, businesses that are going to be open on Thanksgiving. And thank you, Sue. She's bringing a lot of these printouts. I hope you're hearing this morning. CVS, Kroger, is there a Kroger in Reading?
No.
Kroger is a popular store in the South. Whole Foods, Sprouts, Walgreens, and Dollar Tree. These are businesses that are open. And here's some of the restaurants we talked about. For those people who maybe, you know, didn't make it in time, don't, you know, just would rather go out with their family. We've got Black Bear Diner, of course. You've got your oven roasted turkey, ham and prime rib. Prices are $27 to $31. There's no reservations accepted here, but the restaurant opens at 6 a.m. and it's serving its regular menu until 11. And there's also a limited and kids menu after 11. Sierra Gibbs, where we'll be going, is going to be serving, what you talk about this, it's a traditional, with mashed potatoes and the whole thing, the Yukon Golds, you know, the dinner with all the,
finish one of those thoughts.
Trimmings from 11 to 6. Thank
just
you.
Just one of them. Grab one and write it to
and
the
it
end.
Costs us $40 for adults and $28 for children 12 and younger. Lulu's is also going to be serving Thanksgiving dinner. And they will be from noon to 8 p.m., and that's $39 for adults and $29 for kids. Mosaic Restaurant, which is cool. You want to go to the Garden of Lights. You want to go to get your Thanksgiving dinner and walk it off afterwards. I'm wondering about that. The Mosaic Chef is going to prepare a four-course Thanksgiving dinner at $75 per person and $35 for kids ages 5 to 12. There's also a $40 wine pairing available. Seasons Restaurant at Wind River Resort and Casino is also serving Thanksgiving dinner from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. So if you want to take your family, do a little Thanksgiving, and walk around and gamble afterwards, Sounds like a blast to me. So there we go on those reads. Okay, here's a couple things that are top 10 Christmas gifts according to Good Housekeeping. Want to hear them?
Sure.
Number one is the rechargeable hand warmer.
Well, I tell you what, we had hand warmers out when we were going through the Garden of Lights, and they came in handy.
They came in very handy. Number two is a necktie, neck, and back massager. These are Amazon, okay? So you can go to Amazon. I don't know if you get these local or not, but this is according to Good Housekeeping.
Okay.
Travel backpack, custom neon signs, five is Lululemon Everywhere belt bag, of course. That's always a hit. Number eight, six. I talked about this with Karen yesterday. The gift all the kids want is a 3D printing pen. They want to make 3D stuff. Remember we had people on talking about building 3D houses?
Well, yeah, not 3D houses. They're cement.
They were made with a printer, though.
No, they're made by computer.
Computer.
Yeah. And what it does is it pours the concrete. And I guess you could call it. No, you get the design. It's fed into the computer, and then the concrete pour pours the house, the foundation off the, and the walls off this computer. It's entirely computer driven. So I guess you could say but they're not printing it.
Right.
But
there was something 3D involved. Okay, dash cam, a mini dash cam is in there. Anchor Sound Score Space One. What is that? Over-ear headphones are back in style. Okay, so that's Anchor Sound Score Space One. Number nine is a 42-page smart notebook. It's electronic and rated the best value pick by Good Housekeeping experts, including a calendar, to-do list, weekly planner. So maybe we need this. And line pages.
How big is it? I just want to know how soon you could lose it.
All right. Ta-ting. That's a Rocket Book Smart. And number finally, 10. This is a Walla Free Sip Water Bottle.
Yeah. Have you noticed that we're trying to stay on some positive stories today? Because trust me, there's plenty in the news. There's one I really want to look up about a preschool teacher being arrested for assaulting two kids. And I'm thinking, being a preschool teacher and you're surrounded by like 20 of these little ones, at what point do you snap? The guy's face is there. he looks like he's been run over by a truck. And I want to look that up, but I'm not. Hey, they're opening up the tiny houses down there at Good News Rescue Mission. Located at the corner of Vita and Spruce Streets, the Micro Shelter Complex is on the Mission's campus. And each shelter is between 65 and 100 square feet in size and will contain a nightstand or dresser, a bed, and an electrical outlet for charging a phone, said Jonathan Anderson. And they're going to have access to the Good News Rescue Mission's kitchens and bathrooms located across the street. They can stay in these micro shelters for up to 10 months. And so some people won't need that long to get back on their feet. And this is to provide that transitional housing to get people who have gone through the programs. And then now they can go out and get jobs where they can then start having their own shelter. 17 micro shelters, three of them are being built for two people, so couples and other two adult families can stay together. How much does this cost? Building of all the micro shelter community cost about $325,000, which you think about it is reasonably, $325,000, but it's still reasonably cost when you're talking about 17 micro shelters. It can get, it's going to be getting a minimum of 17 people off the streets and as many as maybe 24, 25 people off the streets. It passed a special ordinance to allow buildings of these and other emergency transitional shelters, the city of Reading did, for a little less than half of the construction cost, while the Mission bankrolled the rest. So Mission paid for half, city paid for half. It'll cost about $250,000 to $300,000 to operate the community each year, includes managing the site and providing residents with case management, three meals per day, utilities, and employment and coaching help. there's two other micro shelter communities out there too. And United Way opened up its South Market micro shelter community, and that operates 8 units, each with 1 resident. And St. James Lutheran Church is in the process of opening up its 4-unit Goodwater Crossing micro shelter communities for as many as 5 residents next to the church. I think you're going to be seeing more and more of these. And the bottom line, hopefully, is to get people through the programs, have them off the streets so they won't be living on the streets, get them through the programs and transition them back into a working society. And hopefully this works. I mean, but at least it's a step forward. And so when you look at this, this is 25, almost 50 people that are going to be off the streets instead of being under the bridges and other places. It's a good idea. Let's see how it works. All right, let's take a quick break. And this portion of the show brought to you by, oh, gosh, Four Winds Jewelry. Get back in here. It's located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. And Leonard texted me. It starts December 1st, and it's their 31st anniversary. And the sales are going to be wonderful. The jewelry's already priced, I think, very reasonably. So with that, it's going to be a knockout. They've been voted best in the North State 2 years in a row, 23 and 24. And they have established a reputation of integrity and honesty and customer service, which allows for them to be number one. They're not a chain. Locally owned, locally operated. It's a small business right here in Reading. We can't say enough about Four Winds Jewelry.
That's on my stop today. I just want to, have some things cleaned and have them check any loose stones, anything that's happening. You know, I would rather keep it with them and not travel with it because, there's nothing worse than looking down and seeing a stone that's missing and it could possibly be maybe a keepsake, something from your grandmother, and all of a sudden, that stone is gone. Anyway, so Four Winds Jewelry, they do everything that you could possibly need for your jewelry, okay? And I need a new watch for my battery. A new battery for my watch.
Well,
having one of those days. Okay, but it's all right. It's the holiday season, and we're thinking about a million things at once. Just like I said, be kind and be considerate. We got to take a break here. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
You see, no one remembers a song for November, but that's gonna change starting now.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. Wow. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Good morning, everybody. I hope everybody's doing well. I wanted to remind everybody that the Redding Rodeo tickets are on sale for the 77th year of Bucking by the River. It's going to occur May 14th to the 17th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively through ReddingRodeo.com. Buy early for the best seats. Four performances of the PRCA Rodeo. Top rodeo athletes paired with the finest rodeo livestock right here in Redding, California. It's going to be nationally televised, the Redding Rodeo. So visit the website for the full schedule and information. That's ReddingRodeo.com. Now, I'm giving away, since Linda... Somehow, when we have four tickets, a family pack, to the Redding Garden of Lights. Yeah, that's right. Just give me a call at 530-605-4567. And you can score these Redding Garden of Lights four tickets. It can be used anytime, except the days are closed. And I think it's not valid on November 29th, Christmas Eve, or New Year's Eve. But besides that, they are open. So give us a call. First caller, 530-605-4567.
It's a great, a wonderful event.
Looks like okay. This is going to be the busiest Thanksgiving travel for flying ever. TSA says that every year, and every year it gets to be more. So last year there were very few canceled flights. This year will require the storms that are currently sweeping across the Midwest and into the South and North. Has to kind of cooperate with that. Auto Club Insurance Company AAA predicts that nearly 80 million Americans will venture at least 50 miles from home between Tuesday and next Monday. 80 million. Think about that. And
I avoid in every way to not be at an airport at Thanksgiving. So we drive. And, you got to just, you really have to take a chill pill. You need to be thinking, be on the lookout, be on the defense, a defensive driver. Who cares? Let them go in front of you. you know, avoid the road rage. I know I want to. People are so rude, and you're in line, and then they cut in front of you, and you just have to realize that they're the rude ones. Just accept just your peace, and know that, you know, if you're going to have a better travel, if you can, like, condition yourself at the top of the day just to say, you know, today's going to be a beautiful day, and people are going to bring their stuff, they're going to have their stuff, and that's on them. And some people will invade your space, and you just have to, like, wow, all right. Put on those headphones, get an eye mask on, and hopefully you don't have anybody stinky toes in your face.
So if we were heading south then on the I-5 today, are you saying that you would let that blue flatbed truck in this time?
Yes.
As opposed to last time when...
And it was red.
The red flatbed truck, you would let them in this time.
Yes.
As opposed to not letting them in and then them saying things and me having to get the gun out and, to keep it, just to make sure we'd make it down there then.
Now, take that back. You didn't do that. But
I didn't take the gun out. Some people may think that.
And, like you were talking about how sometimes people are super kind and people have another image of them. Twice in the last month I heard... people talking to me that say, Carl Bott is more than one, is much more than people think he is. He's really just this super kind, very open-minded, ready to listen. And I was thinking,
I am.
Well, what do people think?
Well, they think that I'm closed-minded and I don't want to listen and my knuckles drag on the ground.
Yeah, and that you're conservative and you're just one way.
I'm a conservative with a heart. I love this country and I love the people in this country. And when veterans get together, guys have been there. We talk about it. And Ted Leidy the other day and I were together and at the, we were asked to present the colors at the Republican
Women's
Tea. And people were coming up thanking us and all that. And our response is that we're almost kind of a little bit embarrassed. Because we love this country, and it was an honor to serve, but it was for the people of this country and the rights that we have, because we've been in many places where those rights weren't there.
Right.
And how much we appreciate the people and our country and our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, but also the people, whether they are a liberal Democrat or a hard right Republican or in between. I mean, it's the people. And we have very good friends that are liberal and much more liberal than we are, but it doesn't make any difference. It just doesn't make any difference.
I don't know. It's not been like this, but in the last 10 years, there is a them and an us. Oh, they're blah, blah, blah. And this title has gone on that if the title is then bestowed on somebody, then that's who they are. And I think that, again, we're going to be sitting across the table. I'm hoping... the people, I'm talking about we as humanity, will be sharing the table, sharing conversations with all kinds of people that have changed their minds about things, have maybe, become a certain a belief system, and that's their journey, that's their walk, and that you find grace in trying to just, even if it's for an hour, grace with them for how they feel. It's almost like if you're Catholic or if you're Jewish, it's like or Mormon, you're trying to make somebody believe in your religion. It's not going to happen. So just be kind and be gracious.
A deep breath.
Yeah, that's how your walk is. That doesn't mean it's their walk. So don't try to make it walk.
Did we get a phone call on these four tickets?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Yes,
okay.
Karen Cross, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay,
who
great.
Is it? Karen Cross.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Hey, Disney agrees to pay $43 million to settle a lawsuit alleging it paid men more than women. Now, this happened when Snow White found out that the seven dwarfs were getting paid more than she was. And so she put a suit against Disney to find out why the dwarfs were getting paid more than her, and she's the one that did most of the singing.
Hey, Taylor Swift, with her book, Technology, Clothing, and Toy Products are set to have major discount shoppers could benefit from arriving early. And we're going to give you some of those stores here locally that are open at 6 a.m. on Friday morning.
There you go. But we're going to take a break from the news. And then Barry Tippin, city manager, is going to join us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A pickup in consumer spending and a surge in exports get a credit for fueling economic growth in the third quarter. The American economy expanded at a 2.8% annual clip July through September.
The Commerce Department reported the growth in the U.S. gross domestic product slowed from the April to July rate of 3%. But the GDP report still showed that the American economy is proving surprisingly durable. Growth has topped 2% for 8 of the last 9 quarters.
Correspondent Jeremy House. A ceasefire agreed to by Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon has taken effect, and so far it's been holding up.
Prior to the ceasefire going into effect, residents of Beirut and its southern suburbs endured the most intense day of Israeli strikes since the war began nearly 14 months ago. Hezbollah also fired rockets into Israel, triggering air raid sirens across the country's north. The Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire marks the first step towards ending the region-wide unrest triggered by Hamas's attack on Israel on October 7, 2023. But it does not address the devastating war in Gaza. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has signed a so-called bathroom bill. It requires public and private schools to designate separate bathrooms, locker rooms, and overnight accommodations for the exclusive use of either males or females based on one's gender assigned at or near birth. The classified documents case against President-elect Trump has been dropped by the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. Another legal victory for Mr. Trump. It comes after the election interference case was tossed out. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 16 points, the Nasdaq 176 points lower, and the S&P is down 22 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Western Financial Group is not a law firm. If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-885-3333. That's 800-885-3333. 800-885-3333.
A German automaker is shuttering at least some of its operations in communist China. BBC's Stephen McDonnell in Beijing.
Volkswagen has announced it will no longer have a presence in Xinjiang. It'll sell its factory and test tracks in far western China to a government-owned carmaker from Shanghai, which will also take on the staff. The Chinese government has been accused of widespread human rights abuses in the region, including the mass detention of ethnic Uyghurs, many of whom had been seeking greater autonomy from Beijing. Human rights groups have criticized VW for having a factory in an area where forced labor has reportedly been used. But the company said it had received no evidence of abuses in relation to its own enterprise.
South Korea's president has met a visiting Ukrainian delegation, called for a joint response to the threat posed by North Korea's recent dispatch of more than 10,000 soldiers to support Russia's war against Ukraine. Townhall.com. For years, U.S. authorities and fishermen have complained about illegal fishing for red snapper in the Gulf of Mexico.
Now it's clear who's behind the lucrative trade, a Mexican drug cartel.
The Treasury Department announced sanctions Tuesday against members of the Gulf drug cartel based on the border cities of Reynosa and Matamoros. The department says the cartel used fishing boats to combine the businesses of drug and migrant smuggling. Along the way, the boats caught tons of red snapper, a commercially valuable but vulnerable species. Keith Peters reporting.
A Massachusetts man who spent 27 years in jail for a murder he claims he did not commit has been awarded $13 million by a jury. Michael Sullivan was convicted of murder and armed robbery in 1987. But the 64-year-old was released in 2013 after DNA evidence raised questions about his involvement in the murder. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today is the 27th of November, 8:05 in the morning. News is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Christina's at the helm. Good morning. And
very good morning.
Very good morning. Is there a national day out there?
So, yes, there is a national day. It's a national beef jerky day.
Beef jerky day.
But why it's so funny for me? So, there's something really similar between our cultures and something, like, different. We have the same culture, but, like jerky fish. So, it's like a dry calamari. It's dry fish and everything the same, but, like, in fish way.
Okay.
So it's so funny that my friend just came and bring me like a whole pack of dry fish, and today is a National Jerky Day.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So I'll definitely bring it to
try. Well, I would like to have just a little bit of a strip.
Oh, believe me, I'll
I want to try that. Yeah, so I can say that I did, you know. Maybe I'll like it. It sounds to be like...
The Norwegian Marines or soldiers had a... it's a ham that's salt cured, and they would cut strips off it, and because it was, the flavor was strong, and that was what that was their kind of version of jerky. And when you see this thing, you know, that was when they gave some to me, and it was really tasty. And but when it's hanging there, it looks like it, when you first walk in, it looks like a leg. And I'm thinking,
hey, oh boy!
Hey, these Vikings are some tough guys here. They're bringing home, trophies. But it was I mean, when you first
not a good
in,
visual,
not
Carl.
A good visual. But it was that was something they do, which is very similar to what the Ukrainians do. And also, so anyway, let's hit the weather.
Currently, 45 degrees in the downtown studios. If you're just looking out there, get the call Buford over. I don't want him smelling a berry in Barry's jacket unless he's got... Wait, come on.
Come here, Buford.
Get over here.
Come here.
You never know what a dog's going to do. Okay, 8:07 in the morning. It's the 27th, which means it's the day before Thanksgiving. We have a beautiful forecast. Today's going to be 59 and our overnight clear skies of 38. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, 59 beautiful skies once again clear. Mostly clear on Thursday night, and we have areas of frost. Overnight lows of about 37. Friday, Saturday, Sunday calls for beautiful days and clear skies. That's all you need to know. There is no rain in the forecast and no high winds. Just gorgeous, clear, and chilly mornings.
Good travel weather. Fabulous. Good travel weather.
That's right. Be safe on the roads. The weather is always brought to us by
Shasta Gas Propane.
Thank you. Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson.
Family-owned company.
365-3793.
Gives senior and veterans discounts, family-owned. It's a small business here in town, been around for 30 years. They're into their third generation of Kenny's.
I used to do this whole thing by heart, Carl. And I think my head just got full for a minute, just thinking about
it. Is your head full again?
My head gets full sometimes. You know, we think about all the details and stuff you need to do and... You know, where we're going to go, how we have to do this.
You think your head's full now. We have Barry Tippin with us, who is Reading City Manager. You think your head's full now. He gave us a 3-minute,
dissertation
on parking and how it is and how
appropriately to do so.
Good morning. Thanks
for
being
Barry.
With us today, Barry. Okay. Now, here is the biggest question that's facing the city. There's many. How is it that the city does not consider Veterans Day a holiday?
We do.
Well, how come then they collect trash on that day?
Well, so you know, I don't know when that started. So I've been at the city for 21 years, and it's always been what's called a floater holiday. So every time we don't collect trash, Christmas Day, Thanksgiving Day, Memorial Labor Day, we have to extend our work week because trash removal is a essential service.
Yeah, it's
on a weekly.
And it's usually the day after.
Right. So we have to run our entire operation on Saturday that week.
Yeah.
And so at some point in the past, you know, I'm assuming 70s. I don't know when. you know, there was determinations
way before
made.
Our time.
Yeah, it was determinations made about what holidays we're going to have as floaters for employees and what holidays would be full days off, because on those full days off, we have to extend our work week for many of those essential services.
Mm-hmm.
And so Veterans Day became one of those days. And so on Veterans Day, it's called a floater, so we operate full services on that day. Many people can take it off if they choose, or they work and they bank the hours that they can use some other time. And then they don't have to make up that with overtime on a Saturday. So, you know, what city fathers made that determination?
Can some people work on Veterans Day?
Most
some people
work
not?
On, yes, yes.
But they don't have to?
No.
Okay.
No, well, obviously we have to provide the services. And so if somebody wants the day off, we have to make arrangements and bring somebody in or, you know, have them work a double route or whatever. But, yeah, we provide the opportunity.
It just seems like Veterans Day, of all days, would be one that would be a kind of like a sacrosanct holiday.
Well,
like
Memorial
Christmas
Day,
and Memorial
Day.
Day
may be more important than Veterans Day. You know, I mean, and so I can't – obviously, I don't know when the determination was made. I don't know.
I was just
Do you know
wondering.
When Veterans Day became a holiday?
Well, I know when it
Federal
first
holiday?
Started. Well, probably in the 50s.
Yeah, so my guess is that at some point in time, the city forefathers had this discussion. Do we do it a day off or do we do it as a floater?
And the reason I ask is because, you know, I noticed that my neighbor across the street, another retired Marine, we had our trash out Tuesday, but then Monday it went by.
Yeah.
And so I was going to protest by leaving my trash out the whole week. And people were calling in and said, Carl, you can't do that. It's against the law. It's against the rules to keep your trash out. Right, like
12
that.
Hours after it's picked up, you're supposed to have
right.
your can back
so,
behind. Yeah,
I know. And they said that. You can't do that. And I said, so my First Amendment rights are being trampled here if I don't want to bring my trash cans in.
I'm not sure that's a First Amendment right, but whatever.
Fourth Amendment.
Yeah, whatever.
Trust me, I'll find it someplace under DEI, something like that.
Yeah, we are,
okay,
we are
I understand
a city
it.
Of law.
I understand,
country of law,
I understand
so, you know.
It now. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
Okay, Barry, I'm going to take an early break so now we can get into things that are a little more important, talking about the budget next year and deficits and public safety and this it's not an unfunded liability. It's like things that have to be done that we don't have the money for.
Yeah, I mean it's an unfunded liability.
Okay.
It's unmet needs.
Unmet
what
needs.
We call
that's
it,
the
but,
word.
But it is an unfunded liability as well.
Yeah. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center has a lung nodule screening program that provides patients with an opportunity to screen for precancerous lung nodules before they progress into lung cancer. The goal is to reduce lung cancer mortality with low-dose computer CT screening. The only low-dose screening north of Sacramento is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. We had a show on this, and it can detect cancer at a very, very early stage and can be taken care of right there. It's only at Shasta Regional Medical Center, the Lung Nodule Screening Program. Look on their website, Shasta Regional Medical Center, for more information. We'll be right back.
Get eye, see life short and bitter.
streets. Thank God for this Thanksgiving Day.
Reading Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights. Don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com has teamed up with Michelle Slade from My Umbrella Marketing, the Turtle Bay Exploration Park, and Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive to help out Toys for Tots this holiday season and give you a chance to win some great prizes, including 4 tickets to the Turtle Bay Garden of Lights and $50 in gift certificates, better known as Black Bear Bucks from Black Bear Diner. All you have to do to get into our drawing is donate a brand new unwrapped toy valued at $10 or more to the KCNR studios at 1326 Market Street in downtown Reading. Then your name goes into a drawing coming out December 12th at 8:15 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio on KCNR. Teaming up with Michelle Slade from My Umbrella Marketing, the Turtle Bay Garden of Lights, and Black Bear Diner to help out Toys for Tots this Christmas. And giving you a chance to win some great prizes on KCNR. No purchase necessary to enter the drawing. 1 entry per person.
Cause the older that I get, I see the life is short and bittersweet. Thank God.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Debot. 8:18 in the morning here on the 27th of November. Oh, gosh, it's going to be a beautiful day today and all through the weekend. So it's going to be good traveling. And so be careful out there. And we're here with Barry Tippin, who's the city manager of Reading. And Barry, the one of the things that came up in almost every interview that we were doing with the candidates that were running for city council, if we ever find out who will become city council, I mean, I'm sure it'll be in the next couple of weeks. Was a $6 million, $5 million, $7 million budget deficit? Is that something to worry about?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. And that's an ongoing number. So that's not a one-time number. So that's every year we have to find that savings until such time as the revenue streams catch up. You know, the revenues have, you know, they dipped about 3 years ago. They dipped 5%. And the problem is that they didn't just dip. They stayed flat. So normally, year over year, we'll see a 2.5% to 4% growth in sales tax. And so we saw that dip down to about 5%, and then it went flat. And so when you're estimating a 2.5%, 3% growth and it's flat, that's a 3% to the bad, right? So mm-hmm. we had the 5% negative, then flat. And meanwhile, as everybody knows, costs went up. You know, everything went up. The
as
cost of everything.
I'm trying to balance on this one foot here. It's not working.
So the cost of everything went up. And so, you know, you might typically expect that that inflationary increase that everybody's feeling would also relate over to your sales tax. But it doesn't, because what happens is that people have to spend more money on their necessary goods, their non-taxable goods, groceries, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And so they have less disposable money to spend on other things, like cars. And so that tends to impact our revenue streams.
It's across the board.
Yeah.
Cars, furniture, anything.
Travel,
right? Anything.
Yeah. So in our case, also marijuana, people actually have bought less cannabis from the retail stores, believe it or not. So it's affected everything. So anything that's, you know, really purchased on a discretionary basis are not being purchased that much. And so we're not sure when this is going to turn around. Anecdotally, people think that, you know, after the election that things will start turning. People will have more confidence and start spending. That will help. But our plan right now is to address this with the new council in January and start having that hard discussion about how are we going to address this.
Well, we are already, from what I understand, we haven't replaced the 7 officers that have retired.
Yeah, well, we're in a net. What we're talking about is about 9 officers, but the chief has been very active in getting grants, working with the school district on school resource officers. And so our net right now is going to be around 5 or 6 is the plan.
Mm-hmm.
But if the revenues don't start turning around, it'll be more than that.
How much of our general fund or discretionary fund goes to public safety?
About 85%.
85%. Yeah. And that's firemen, police.
Firemen and police, that's about 85%. The rest of the 15% is general government, parks and recreation.
Okay. So we have seen a frenzy of infrastructure being done on roads in the last 6 months. And, you know, it's made a huge difference, by the way, as far as people being able to travel without having to get their front ends realigned every 2 weeks. Is that going to suffer?
So more likely than not, yes. But what people need to understand is that there's basically 2 types of ways the roads are getting fixed. One is through your traditional gas tax, and there's very limited amount of that. And the other is bunch of grants. So we've applied for grants. You know, we hear a lot of these complaints about why did we change this road and put bike lanes on it. You know, the fact of the matter, there's 2 things with that. Number one is that we have some roads that don't need to be 4 lanes. I mean, everybody likes it. It's luxurious, but it's not necessary. And when we're able to seek grants to increase multimodal, you know, pedestrian bicycles and do better for that.
Parking.
Yeah, we get grant money to do that. And so we leverage as much as we can with grant money, and then we also try to leverage our utilities. If we have a big water line or a sewer line that we need to replace, we try to make sure we do those all at the same time so that we can get not only our underground infrastructure done, but we can get the road redone and repaved. And so that makes you know, the whole project great. And what people see usually is the pavement.
Well, I can tell you Placer,
and
that was a mess. As we all know,
yep.
Lawsuits and everything. And when they said they were going to make it 1 lane with a turning lane, but also they put in, you know, for people that park out there along Placer, that was always dicey. And I said, gosh, you know, taking it down to 1 lane, that could be a problem. Well, as it turns out, it doesn't.
Right.
The traffic moves.
Because
I go there, you know, I go up and down that street all the time, and it frankly is a lot easier to travel.
We have pretty smart traffic engineers.
Yeah, well, you know, my hat's off there because I thought, is it really going to back people up? But there may be, you know, if all the lights are hitting it at one time, you may have to wait 10, 15 seconds.
Yeah, and same thing with Bocelli when we narrow that down. You know, we have the same basic commentary, but the reality is that, you know, the traffic that we see on those roads is not high enough to warrant four lanes and left turn pockets.
Yeah. So having the so having that turn lane right down the middle just makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and it's safer.
And it is safer. Okay, so the we're down that $5 million, and does it and can we forecast? And there's it's been brutal as far as having to make decisions. So what are we looking at as, and I realize this is between you and your division heads and the city council, what does it look like with the $5 million shortage?
Well, it depends on what gets decided about, you know, some of the non-public safety discretionary funds. So one of the things the council has to look at is the other things that we do. So, for instance, we have a library system. We have parks and recs, and so our recreation programs have certain fees that we charge. We subsidize the development community about $1.5 to $2 million a year. So these are all things that the council is going to have to look at and say, are we going to continue to do that in that way, or are we going to change that model? So are we going to increase fees by 10% and have that extra revenue that comes in? Because obviously there's a threshold there, right? Where do you charge fees that make a good balance point, you know, won't affect or won't impact development. But at the same time, it has the development community paying what might be called their fair share. And then what, you know, should we do with our TOT? So the council has to make sort of broad decisions on that, that spectrum before they start looking more into the public safety realm. And then last element we'll look at is working with the unions themselves to see if there's ways to work collectively together to save additional funds.
Do we it's going to come down to a priority list. So is, you know, are we still opening up new parks and putting new parks in?
Well, so we have some parks that we're refurbishing, right? So mm-hmm. we've got grants to do that at South City Park and Caldwell Park, and we have the grant for Panorama Park. So those will go forward because we have, you know, large sums of grant money to
do we there. Have to match any of that?
No.
Okay, so that's just
great. Yeah, and then we have development that has, you know, subdivisions that are building parks, right? So those keep going forward because that's part of their requirements to get the subdivision approved. Most of those parks are a shared cost. We have the landscape maintenance district that pay for a share of the maintenance of those parks, and then a share lands on the general fund depending on where that park is and how surrounded it is by the homes.
Okay. So on a priority list, if you're looking at a priority list, what's at the bottom? And this is, I don't know, does that put you in a bad spot?
Well, no, but what I would say is that I think that that's a myopic way to look at it because, you know, you're talking about a community of 95,000 people, right? And so it's not, I think if you approach it in that way, you're actually not doing the best for all the community because, you know, in a given June, the recreation programs that we offer for the youth in this community are hugely important. That may not be the same conversation if you're talking about mid-February, right? So you have to look at it from all of the things that we offer and what the community is asking for. Plus, there's levels of public safety which you could go to and still be okay. It's not ideal, and it's not where you want to be, but you're okay. You can provide good service. And so you're trying to balance that whole thing.
Well, I understand that everybody has got a little dog in the fight. When you talk about the soccer field, all the soccer kids and all the parents show up because soccer is a big thing. Big League Dreams, both of these have cost the city and the taxpayers money because of lack of attention to the soccer field where they had to redo the whole thing. And Big League Dreams, and I'm still not too sure what happened with that, the new people that got it, and they didn't put the money into it. But I was at a meeting where they were going to refurbish all of the Big League Dreams, and then all of a sudden the people pulled out. And yet so many people were involved in both of those entities. But it's still costing the city, or is it?
Not so much right now. Right. So those capital expenditures, I think what you're seeing is that the private partnership, public-private mm-hmm. partnerships when it comes to large recreational facilities doesn't work. It just doesn't. Unless the public or some other large donor is putting in money for capital investment. You know, so the theory in the early 2000s was that you could actually make these things work and not only pay for all your maintenance and operations, but you could put back a capital fund to replace turf. What you see across the nation is that doesn't work. You know, people point to Medford and the Medford fields. Fact is, Medford puts a lot of money into that turf system, plus they have money that comes from Lithia or, you know, the cell company up there. So it's not self-sustaining. You know, the Medford system isn't. So we have decisions to make going forward on what that's going to look like.
So neither one of these, you're saying, are self-sustaining?
No.
Okay. So there's going to have to be a decision there.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the case everywhere. So I think that's critically important. There's no such thing that I'm aware of as a self-sustaining large recreational facility like the soccer park or the what's known as formerly Big League Dreams. You know, the Civic Auditorium is a rarity right now. The fact that they're paying, you know, for them for the 100% of everything that's going on at the Civic Auditorium is unique. Now, we're still the landlord. We still have responsibilities for, you know, maintenance like HVAC replacements and roofing, stuff like that, as any landlord is. But it's very rare that they're operating that facility without any subsidies.
Reading Rodeo Grounds.
Yes, sir.
No, it hasn't cost the city any money for that.
Well, that depends on how you look at it. They get it for $50 a year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's still a subsidy, right? You know, they are on public land, and the way they pay rent is build facilities and offer product. But in some ways, that's a subsidization still. You know, they're not, you know, putting any money into any lease whatsoever.
No,
you know, so I'm not saying that's a critical. Yeah. I just point out a fact. There's value in that land right on the river, and it's more than $50 a year. And so the way we work that and have worked that since 1949 is that they provide maintenance and operations. They provide capital investment into grandstands and those types of things, and they provide community opportunity. And so that's what is considered their rent, if you will, for that land.
Plus millions each year.
Yeah, they make some money
that brings it into the city here.
Yeah, brings it into the private businesses,
yeah.
Which, you know, flourishes and brings TOT, brings people into restaurants, and it's a great thing.
Symbiotic relationship.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I it's hard to say, you know, there's always the commentary about how much money it brings into the tax coffers of the city.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that number is. That number is much harder to arrive at than the economic value to the community as a whole.
Okay. I'm here with Barry Tippin, city manager, and he's explaining how these things work and having somebody say that these, you know, big athletic facilities never pay for themselves. Never pay for themselves. So it shouldn't be a surprise when they have to have money invested into these facilities. Private public doesn't work.
It works, but it's not free.
That's not free. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers there. Founded in 1960, Cypress Square Barbershop has been in the same location since 1967. And I've been going there for the last, gosh, since 2007 and never had a bad haircut, not once. It's a very, very pleasant place to get your haircut. And I do it by giving them a call at 530-244-9478, make an appointment. And so I have it work on my time. It's a great place. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. And like I said, it's a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. Don't go down there thinking you're going to get a blow dry. It's not going to happen. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back with Barry Tippin, Reading City Manager.
Time of the year with the kids jingle belling and
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Original Exclusivos Nicaraguan Puro Corojo Wrapper equals a Don Pepin Classic. Cubanesque in flavor, strength, and size, this is the stick to celebrate your latest victory. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Join Shasta College Saturday and Sunday, December 7th and 8th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Shasta College Farm for their annual country Christmas fair and tree sale. They have a wide variety of trees to choose from. And come and get your Christmas shopping done early with handcrafted gifts, plus proceeds will benefit Shasta College students. In addition to shopping, you can enjoy the free family fun activities with a bounce house for the kids and a petting zoo, too. It's all happening at the Shasta College Farm. Bring six non-perishable canned food items and receive $3 off one tree. Canned food will be donated to the Good News Rescue Mission.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
That life is short and bittersweet. Thank God for this Thanksgiving.
All right. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR.
Great. Thank you for that song.
Hey, we have a we've got a Toys for Tots box that if you'd like to come in and bring an unwrapped toy worth about $10, you can be entered into our drawing that gets you four tickets to the Garden of Lights and $50 of Black Bear Diner Bucks. Just come on in, drop it off. Give us we'll get your name and your phone number, and we'll enter it into our drawing. That's going to happen on December 12th.
That's right. We're going to announce the winner right here on our show. Yeah.
So just go out there and fill this thing up. And again, we're not doing too well so far.
It's sometimes people compartmentalize.
We've had in 2 days people come in and bring toys, and we've always filled up these boxes.
Yes, and the other thing is that we have to realize that we keep weird hours here. It's not 8 to 5 here on the
that's true.
People come and go. But anyway, 45 degrees in the downtown studios once again with our weather, beautiful skies, and wonderful temperature, just agreeable days ahead of us. 59 today. And Thanksgiving tomorrow, and by the way, have a beautiful Thanksgiving day, safe day. 59 will be the highs tomorrow and overnight lows. Little frost tomorrow night with 37. And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, beautiful sunny days in the 60s, low 60s. There you go.
Okay. We're here with
the forecast.
Barry Tippin, Reading City Manager, and we've been talking about public-private partnerships that usually can work. Not usually, but they can work, but it still costs the city money. In many cases, we're talking about athletic facilities like the soccer fields and big league greens. We talked about the budget kind of for a couple of years, it's just been flat.
Yeah, at sales tax in particular. Property tax has been a bright light. Property tax has gone up more than expected over the last 3 years. So that's been a saving grace, quite frankly.
From people buying new houses and
yeah,
all
it's
that?
Just, yeah, yeah, and commercial properties. And so everybody knows, you know, had quite a bit of commercial expansion. You know, I think from my perspective, that was, you know, sort of pent-up demand that didn't get built after the Great Recession, right? We had a huge housing boom in like 2000 to 2008. Typically what happens is that when you have houses expand and the number of houses grow, then commercial properties come in behind it, right, which kind of makes sense. And then we had that big housing boom, then we had the Great Recession. And so you had this pent-up demand, I think, for commercial properties. And so you saw that sort of unleash in 2018, 2019. And so we had a lot of commercial development. And that helps with your property tax base as well.
Oh, yeah. Downtown is just has exploded.
Yeah, downtown, Costco, then, Bonneview, the whole area.
How about the whenever it ever starts, the new casino? That's got to be worth some money to the city.
Well, it depends on whatever agreement gets made.
Yeah.
Just the amount that would come to the city is really dependent on whatever agreement is made between the tribe and the city for impacts, really, is what it boils down to. Whenever that breaks ground, there'll be an opportunity to have those negotiations.
Okay. We just heard one of our fire trucks going by. Addressing public safety, 85% of the budget goes to public safety. And you made a statement that public safety is, we're at one level, but even losing people, it can still be at a good level.
We had built our police department, for instance, up to 122, which quite frankly still not enough.
Right.
Because we're still short in our detectives, we're generally short in our traffic units. You know, so we definitely have to make sacrifices, and that does impact the community. We were at about 108 sworn officers in 2012. But we went down to 98 after the Great Recession.
Right.
Now that's too far. You know, that affects our ability to have people on the beat and everything else. So there's a line at which, and you know, the police chief and I haven't really discussed, you know, what that line is, but in my frame of reference, it's probably around 110 to 112 sworn officers, after which it becomes a big problem. And so those will be targets that we hope to never have to get to, you know, frankly. There's a lot of work to be done before anything would be beyond the 9 officer positions that we've talked about up to this point.
Okay. What about firefighters?
Firefighters, the minimum really is 3 people per engine with 4 on a ladder truck. And so we're at that today, and we're working towards attrition of about 12 positions because we actually have 4 firefighters on a number of our engines at a station 5. And so our goal right now would be to bring that number down so that we have 3 on every fire engine. And if we had to, 3 on a fire truck, the ladder truck. But we're going to try to keep 4 on a ladder truck. So those are our goals in terms of public safety. And, you know, there's just a lot of moving pieces as to whether that's going to be easy to achieve or more difficult.
Do you see with this new election, it seems like there's been consumer confidence, at least in the polls, if you believe polls, which I have a jaundiced view of a lot of them, that people seem to think it's going to be better. And are willing to, you know, that their confidence in buying things and moving forward.
Yeah, I think what you see with any presidential election in particular is a slowdown sort of in the economy for a couple of months, 3 months, 6 months, whatever it is, you know, before that election because of uncertainties, right? Everybody
right.
sort of has uncertainties. My hope is that in our community, you know, clearly our community voted for the winner. And so my hope is that that will also boost confidence even more than you would traditionally see after the election, and that that will – we'll start seeing some movement in our economy, and, you know, this is a perfect time to plug buy local. You know, I think the more people go out and buy local, the more it helps your local businesses and your government. And if you can buy it at a local store instead of being so convenient on Amazon, that's better for us too.
Agreed.
You know, go to Target, go to Walmart, go to these
Absolutely.
Local communities, go downtown, go to private, small, local businesses. That is the best way to support your community, you know, than buying on Amazon. I understand you have to use Amazon and online for some things that you can't get here, but you can get socks and underwear here. Just go to the store and buy them.
Right.
We have.
I agree. And I think
we always push small business, local right. businesses, and then if you have to go to the big box yeah. stores because yeah. money stays here.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
At the last resort, yeah. get online.
I think especially if you are a small business or you have worked for a small business, you feel the impact. And so, you know, Barry, you oversee so much that you realize that is also how you, it's the major factor of how you support your community.
Yeah,
just
for
showing
sure.
up and shopping local.
Yep.
Well, the Saturday is Small Business Saturday.
Yeah.
And last year they said in 2023 it was estimated $17 billion was spent. So here's the time to go
business.
Out at small business. And here's a chance to go out in small businesses and support them because for a dollar spent here, stay here.
Yeah, and I think what people forget is you know, how that entire system works. If they go support local business, that's a local business owner that actually is able to make a living and reinvest, you know, what they make back into the community as well.
Right.
And it's this big, you know, system.
Our Giving Tuesday.
Yeah.
What it is, you know, when you have people come on, like our morning show, you know, we want to support people who are trying to raise funds for Wings of Angels and those kinds of things, or spaghetti, you know, for the Sons of Italy or whatever it is. Come on in. Let's talk about it. We want people to buy tickets so that you can grow and do what you need to do, scholarship funds, et cetera.
Okay, we're here with Barry Tippett and the Reading City Manager. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back.
We hope.
Jimmy Walker used to say, dynamite. That's right. Turkey with gravy and cranberry. Can't believe the Mets traded that old strawberry.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
Celebrate Thanksgiving at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us Thanksgiving Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holidays special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Gobble, gobble, beans. Can I have some more? Oh, my, my, get the turkey in my belly. Oh, my, my.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Now, tomorrow.
Oh, my, my, put the turkey on the table?
Yep.
I think that's what it said.
Nope. We've already had turkey this week.
Oh, my, my. Oh, yeah, we feel like
We've already talked about
Christina
that.
Christina wanted to do that. I'm like, yes, please, bring
put
it
the
on.
Turkey on the table.
Thank you.
We are going to do a best of tomorrow on Thanksgiving and Friday, since I've declared amnesty for the employees and our partners, our working partners here at the radio station. So everybody's going to have Thursday and Friday off, but we'll all be back here Monday, bright eyed and bushy tailed. Our guest today is Barry Tippin, who is Reading City Manager, and we appreciate you coming in.
Oh, happy to be here.
Yeah, well, you know what? We always like having you come in, because Barry's just full of knowledge. And I say something, well, what about this? Well, Carl, that's a myopic way of looking at it. And I'm like, no,
myopic.
There's priorities. I mean, you can't go through life without priorities. And there's some priorities that are more important than other priorities.
There can't
right?
be more than one priority, though.
Huh?
In life, there's always more than one priority.
There are, but aren't they ranked sometimes? Like
sometimes.
You know, like the, you know, housing and, you know, food and air.
So anyway. I want my moment. I want to ask this question of Barry, since you've been in your position. What would you say are some of your favorite or the best accomplishments with the city?
I think there's a few. First and foremost, it's car fire response. I've talked to a lot of cities and heard a lot of stories about how communities respond to disaster. And I can't find a different community that responded better than ours. And I attribute that to the community first, and to our partners and government second, you know, because the best story I have is we're probably a week into the car fire. So the fire had mostly moved off, the car fire after it hit Reading. So it had moved off, but it was still there and it was very present. And there was from the hearth, there was two fire captain types from Virginia. And so I went up to them and I thanked them for being here. And they said, oh yeah, sure. Who are you? And I told them and they said, I got to tell you, we have never seen a community respond this way. And we've never seen a government who works so well together. And they gave me an example where, they pulled up somewhere and they needed, streets to close the road down. And so an RPD officer just called our streets guys, and within 10 minutes, our streets guys are there. And they said that would never happen on the East Coast, ever. And I think that's because we truly do live, work, and play here. We all have just such a vested interest in this community. So that is by far the number one for me, because, you know, I think despite all the trauma and that still exists over that and all the things that have occurred, when you really look back and see how we responded, it just was phenomenal for me. The other was, you know, when I took over, we had a $30 million deficit for a lot of reasons that we won't go into, but we resolved that working with our labor partners within a year, year and a half. The economy helped a ton because it grew a lot back then, but we had a lot of help from the employees in getting from, you know, where that point to a balanced budget. And then we grew our public safety. First time we've ever had three firefighters on fire engines ever in the history. First time we've ever had 122 sworn officers. So that was huge to me that we grew our public safety so well over that period of time. And of course that takes, not only just diligence and prioritization of funding, but it takes a council that's stalwart on, you know, listen to the community and what's important. And then lastly, I would say downtown. Came up to the city manager's office in 2008, and you know, having been born here and seeing, you know, the ebbs and flows of a downtown.
That's a great way to put it. Ebbs and flows.
Yeah. Finally getting it done. So the city has been working since the day I-5 opened to keep, you know, downtown thriving. And, you know, when people complain about, you know, putting the mall roof on, taking it off, and all this as a negative, I said, you've got it all wrong. That's an absolute positive, because that demonstrates a city council who was determined to keep downtown alive. And did they try things that ultimately didn't work? Yeah, sure. But it's a 40-year effort, you know, to keep downtown alive. And I think what you see today and what we're expecting to see tomorrow is a result of that just absolute focused council driven approach for, you know, downtown. And the fact that we were able to pull it all together, Steve Bade and I have been working since 2008, him before me and Larry Morgan before that, to get something done here. And when K2 bought the Dickers building and then partnered with us to get that grant to tear it down and build that first, you know, key. Everything else started taking off. And now, you know, I came downtown a couple of weeks ago and, you know, I thought, well, just my son was at Pipeline and I thought, well, I'll swing in and say hi. Well, obviously we can't get a table, you know, cause it's 6, you know, o'clock.
Yeah. I hear about this. We've not tried it yet, but it's got the line and the wait.
So we said hi. And then I said, let's just go down to Carlene's because clearly everybody's here.
Right.
Go down to Carlene's, walk in. They're like, you have a reservation? I go, well, no. And they go, well, you can sit at the bar, but we're booked till 8:30. And I went, this is fantastic.
Fantastic.
Well, right. And try to go to Deja Vu. There's days I can't even find parking there. So we just circle it a couple of times.
Right.
You know, and Carlene, you know, thank God you're doing it.
Well, right. Luckily, I was able to go to the post office because it was a little early.
Okay.
I'm getting old, so 6 o'clock is, you know, good.
There you go. Here.
And then we went to the Squire room, and it was open. It was awesome.
The Squire room was open?
It was open. It was awesome.
I love it.
And then right down here where the old board mark was. They're getting ready to put in Odell's.
The rib cage.
Bigger,
And the marketplace should be opening in the spring.
Yeah.
And so that is, you know, what I hope to be, you know,
a thriving downtown.
Yeah. And that what I hope to be, what we'll all look back on the 2020s and say, that's what the big moment of 2020s was just getting downtown thriving.
Yeah.
And hopefully we're going to see some medical complexes build and really
a movie theater.
Yeah, maybe a, you know, new hotel that's, you know, there's just
I've heard rumors about that.
Lots of opportunities, and I'm just super excited for downtown, and, you know, I like to spend a lot of time down here on the weekends.
Barry Tippin.
We live downtown. Yeah. We should be walking around downtown.
Well, we do.
Yeah, we're going to do some more of it.
And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Todd in the park.
Todd in the Park.
Because that was a great vision.
Man.
And for those who thought it would be a bad thing for surrounding businesses, quickly realized it was not.
It was not a bad thing.
And so, you know, and Todd had a vision and he pulled it off. And I will always be thankful for him.
And those Thursday nights, we can sit out in our backyard and listen to the music.
Yeah.
And sit there and sip our margaritas. Barry Tippin, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for everything you've done for our community.
Thank you.
Hard work, dedication.
You take some rocks, but also, you know, you've never lost focus on what you're doing, and that's to move Reading forward.
That's my community as well as everybody
else.
That's
right. You, like you said, you grew up here.
Yep.
Have a great Thanksgiving, my friend.
You too.
And happy holidays. And you've got your kids around, too. We're envious.
Yep, it's always awesome.
Yep, it always is. Okay, everybody, have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Like I said, we've been granted amnesty for today, for tomorrow and Friday. We'll all be back Monday. So have a wonderful Thanksgiving. It's going to be beautiful weather to travel, but be careful out there. And come on back Monday with us. Have a good weekend, and God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.